CLTV's radio network service, The News, with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, bilateral relations between Cameroon and the Sovereign Order of Malta have been reviewed in Yaoundé following an audience granted the Grand Commander of the Sovereign Order of Malta by Prime Minister Joseph Diangoute. The trial of 51 individuals, including three Americans accused of attempting to overthrow the President of the Democratic Republic of Congo last month, has begun. The head coach of the Indomitable Lions and that of the Blue Sharks have promised to give each other a run for their money when their teams clash a day three match of the 2026 World Cup qualifier this Saturday. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diangoute, has held discussions with the Grand Commander of the Sovereign Order of Malta, His Excellency Emmanuel Rousseau, who is on a working visit to Cameroon, exchanged with the Prime Minister on the state of bilateral relations between Cameroon and the Sovereign Order of Malta. In the course of the audience, the Prime Minister was decorated as Grand Officer of the Order of Merit of the Order of Malta. From the Star Building, our correspondent Christian Chiatam reports.
The visit of the Grand Commander of the Sovereign Order of Malta to Cameroon is an indication that diplomatic relations established since 1961 are flourishing. The meeting between Fra Emmanuel Rousseau and the Prime Minister of Government, Joseph Diangoute, was thus a platform to make a review of these relations. The Sovereign Order of Malta has, amongst other things, funded the construction of the Juan Chaboule Prosorium in Mokolo in 1970, the rehabilitation of the St. John of Malta Hospital in Jombe in the year 2000, and has funded the care and treatment for 30 children suffering from cancer. Fra Emmanuel Rousseau, Grand Commander of the Sovereign Order of Malta.
Cameroon is the most ancient relationship we have in Africa. So as old friends, we like to come and see you, because when you see a friend, it is better than speaking to him from afar. I was invited to participate into a gala dinner, which is taking place tomorrow morning, which is organized by Ambassador to the Republic of Cameroon, Ambassador Haitsik. Mrs. Biya is very supportive of the works of the order in the Cameroon, and as you know, money is needed.
To show the level of esteem the Sovereign Order of Malta has for its relations with Cameroon, the Grand Commander, Fra Emmanuel Rousseau, presented the PM with a special decoration.
I brought to the Prime Minister of Cameroon the decoration of Grand Officer, the Order of Merit of the Order of Malta, to tell him how our Grand Master, Fra John Dunlap, is supportive of the government of the Republic of Cameroon.
The positive aura which surrounded the audience suggests that between Cameroon and the Sovereign Order of Malta, the diplomatic ties remain excellent. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The UN Women in Cameroon says it has supported 70% of refugees and internally displaced persons with competitive learning materials, also creating a significant number of jobs to others within the past 10 years. The announcement was made this Friday during a press briefing in Yaoundé, chaired by the Regional Director of UN Women for West and Central Africa, Dr. Maxime Oninato. Details with Joyce Cleave Tata.
The Regional Director of UN Women for Western Central Africa, Maxime Oninato's five-day visit to Cameroon is to provide support and shed more light on the activities of the UN Women Office in Cameroon through strategic meetings with stakeholders and then with the press to make known the achievements so far. Mr. Oninato says there has been a lot of progress as concerns the protection of women against gender-based violence in Cameroon, which today needs to be celebrated.
When you look at the policies put in place by the government of Cameroon and the strategy below the SDG that we are pursuing, the priorities of women and girls are well positioned. The policies address the questions appropriately, and the gap in policies are being addressed. There are some legislations that are now at the parliament that address women's issues.
The press conference also made room for him, as well as other officials of the UN present, to suggest ways of putting an end to the sufferings of women and girls in society.
A huge proportion of cases will not come to the community. Some will not go to the hospital. Gender-based violence costs to this country 3.7% of our GDP. So if we spend 3.7% of our GDP on violence against women, it's a huge amount of money. I'm taking your opportunity to call on all Cameroonian men to strongly support gender equality.
The goal is to have a Cameroon with many more women actively involved in the growth of the nation at all levels, because one woman well positioned is a plus to an entire community.
Joyce Clifton reporting. Some inhabitants of Boya in the southwest region have been equipped with entrepreneurial skills in a bid to fight unemployment in the region. This was during an event organized by the Regional Delegate for Employment and Vocational Training, Orok Thomas Eyong. Losia Abo reports from CRTV Southwest.
The workshop is centered around training the young men and women on kitchen safety measures, making of pastries, baking, fruits, designing, and decoration, which the organizers say is to promote self-employment.
Orok Thomas Eyong, the Regional Delegate of Employment and Vocational Training for Southwest. Many of the participants here are going to come out with marketable skills. What we are expecting from them is to be more engaged, to use the knowledge that they have acquired so as to function better in their respective communities.
To the participants, the skills acquired will enable them to become self-employed.
We've learned how to make madeira cake, something I've only been hearing. I learned about chocolate cake. I can do the little thing to raise some money for myself. I have a little shop, I can make some pies, put there, or supply.
JC Gabriella, now I know that adding too much butter when you're making meat pie or fish pie will make it so soft and will be breaky when you want to roll it. During the holidays, I would like to make what I have been taught, and I will sell it to various places.
The 2 days activity will end with a training on grilling, amongst others. Lucia Agbo, CRTV News, Boya.
Youths in the southwest region have been encouraged to continue to promote peace and to reject all forms of violence in that part of the country. The statement was made by the national president, Youth President Fadimatu Iyawa Osmanu, during her visit to the Southwest region as part of her national tour to crusade for peace and national integration. Details with Ngo Baliba Sophia Ebe.
The cold and rainy day in Boya could not deter the determination of youths of the Southwest region from sending their declaration of peace and unity to the head of state through the Southwest governor represented by the Secretary General Gilbert Acha. The peace march led by the National Youth President Fadimatu Iyawa Usmanu served as an opportunity for the youths to reaffirm their commitment to the state.
We came with youth of the Southwest region as one and indivisible young Cameroonian to say yes to peace, no to all form of violence. We are there to contribute to peace building and to the development of our beloved fatherland.
Following the march, they assembled at the multipurpose youth complex where they were enlightened on the contribution of Cameroonian youth to the consolidation of peace.
Boata Kang, the president of Cameroon National Council. Our expectations is to create the spirit of patriotism, create the mindset of civility and moral rearmament.
The National Youth President expressed her appreciation to the youth of the Southwest for their cooperation and participation in peace-building efforts. They also took the occasion to read a motion of support to the head of state. Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebe, CRTV, Boya.
A check of over 75 million CFA francs has been issued as support to victims of the February fire incident at the Bamenda main market, which ravaged 292 shops. The funds were put together by some members of the Northwest Elite and persons of goodwill from Cameroon and beyond. Mercy Kusi completes the story from CLTV Northwest in Bamenda.
After the inferno that consumed a section of the Bamenda main market in February this year, a fund drive known as the Civic Emergency Assistance was put in place by members of the Northwest Elite. One of the initiators of the plan, His Excellency Felix Mbayu, says the idea was to salvage the enormous loss suffered by the traders.
Compared to the loss, what we managed to collect could not compensate, but it could assist. And we did that with a good heart, with all the blessing, hoping that this money we are giving them would be seed money for them to rebound.
During a ceremony in Bamenda to officially hand over the money to the victims, a seven-man commission headed by the Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Bamenda was put in place to coordinate the distribution, a gesture greatly appreciated by the president of the Bamenda Main Market Traders, Munu Zakius.
I'm just so much warm of the things that have bring to us. The only thing that I need is that they should be of that market. So that if they give something like this one, even if it's small as what, they will put it into the shade so that they will do something better.
500,000 CFA francs was contributed by the PCC in addition to the 75 million to be shared equally amongst the 439 victims. Meantime, the SDO for Mezam, Simon Emil Moore, has announced that plans to reconstruct the Bamenda main market have been approved and finalized. Mercy Kusi, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The sum of over 97 billion CFA francs is expected to be invested in projects to assist the government of Cameroon in rehabilitating areas at risk of floods in the cities of Douala and Yaoundé. The information was disclosed by the head of the water and sanitation project from the French development agency, Cléo Lozouane, in an audience granted by the Minister of State Property, Service and Land Tenure, Henri Yebayisi. The project has an agenda to compensate flood victims in both cities, to improve drainage systems, as well as sensitize the population to evacuate risk zones. The project, which kick-started this week, is expected to run till December this year. Over 31 Muslim faithful from Old Town, Bamenda, in the Northwest region, have embarked on the sacred journey to the holy city of Mecca, also known as Hajj, carrying with them prayers for peace and a resolution to the long-standing socio-political unrest that has plagued the Northwest and Southwest regions of Cameroon. Marianne Lantum of CRTV Bamenda sheds light on the significance of the pilgrimage, which promises to be a powerful spiritual voyage for both themselves and their country.
The journey to Mecca is said to be one of the five pillars of Islam. For a period of 1 month, the Muslim faithful will intensify prayers for their various intentions. The Imam of the Central Mosque in Bamenda, Musa, explains that the pilgrims from Bamenda are calling on Allah for peace to reign in the region.
Last year, I think about 50 will drop this year. In Bamenda here, we have more than 31 people going to pilgrimage to pray for us so that this crisis must stop and too much killing must stop. Any prayer you do today, it will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Meantime, those who did not take part in the pilgrimage have a day set aside to join their counterparts in prayers.
Going to Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam. It's obligatory if you have the means. If you don't have a means, no problem. You have the means. We have a certain time that we here will be fasting and praying with them together so that we have peace about this crisis.
Muslim leaders have explained that there is no difference between pilgrims and non-pilgrims in the religion, but identified as those who go to Mecca bear the name Ajija for women and Al-Haji for the men. Maria Lantung, CRTV News, Bamenda.
15 minutes gone after 7 p.m. This is CRTV News. The trial of 51 individuals, including three Americans accused of attempting to overthrow the president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, last month has begun. The hearing is being broadcast live on national television and radio from Ndolo Military Prison in the capital, Kinshasa. The defendants were ushered into the military court wearing blue and yellow shirts, marking their first appearance in public since the failed coup. Arrested during attacks on the presidential palace and the home of an ally of President Félix Tshisekedi, they face multiple charges, including financing terrorism, murder, and attempted assassination. Diane Rwigara, who is Rwandan President Paul Kagame's outspoken critic, has been barred from standing in next month's presidential election. Only Mr. Kagame and two other politicians, Frank Abineza of the Democratic Green Party and independent Philippe Mpayimana, were cleared by the electoral body. Mrs. Rwigara, who was also disqualified from the 2017 poll, took to X to express her disappointment to Mr. Kagame. The 42-year-old, who is the leader of the People's Salvation Movement, had earlier said she had hoped to be able to stand this time around. U.S. President Joe Biden has apologized to his counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky for delays in military aid to Ukraine and has pledged $225 million in support. Both presidents met for talks in Paris a day after they both attended the 80th anniversary commemoration of the D-Day landing in Normandy, France. The U.S. Department of Defense said the new aid package would include ammunition and anti-aircraft missiles. Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. In sports, the head coach of the Indomitable Lions and that of the Blue Sharks of Cape Verde have promised to give each other a run for their money this Saturday when the two teams take on each other in their day three match of the 2026 World Cup qualifier. The coaches were speaking this Friday at the Fecafoot head office in Yaoundé during the pre-match press conference. Details with Harrison Ashu.
The head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Breeze, who was accompanied by Frank Zambo and Geisa during this Friday's pre-match press conference, sounded serene and confident ahead of the match against Cabo Verde. The Belgian tactician, while responding to questions from journalists, assured everyone of the Lions' readiness for a victory this Saturday.
We're more than well prepared. We go in details. We have a lot of images. Technology allows us to see all the games. So that's what we did. We analyzed them very well. It is very nice that all the people, the 30 million, are participating, are willing and pushing us to the best we can. So it's more profit.
On the spirit of the players in the den, Frank Zambo and Giza emphasize that they are not under any pressure as to the march. In the second pre-match press conference, the head coach of Cabo Verde, Bubista, promised that they will give their utmost for a favorable score. The captain of the Blue Sharks, Rian Mendes, insisted that even though Cameroon is the favorite of Group D, they are determined to put up a good fight against the Lions at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium.
Cameroon is a favorite because come here and we play against them in Yaoundé, it's never easy, but we'll try to do our best. And I hope you will see the best Cabo Verdean national team.
The winner of the Cameroon versus Cabo Verde encounter will move to the top of Group D as of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers with 7 points. A draw will keep Libya, who defeated Mauritius by 2-1 on Thursday, in the top of the table with the same 7 points.
Harrison Ashu reporting. Meanwhile, supporters of the Indomitable Lions in Ebolova are upbeat that the Mark Breeze-led squad will overpower their opponents in this Saturday's clash, citing the support from home-based fans and the quality of players called up. The supporters say not even the Fecafoot versus Sports Ministry saga can deprive the Lions of victory. Clarence Aze compiled their predictions in the following report.
Many people in the town of Bolova await the Indomitable Lions versus Blue Sharks Group D World Cup qualifier this Saturday with much anticipation.
For me, it's a special match because when I saw names, I saw faces, I think the Lions are really prepared to win this match. Something like 1-0 only.
For the game of tomorrow, Cameroon versus Cape Verde, I think that the Cameroonians will win 2-0. It will be a very good game for us, Cameroonians.
Others say Cameroon have several individual players capable of hurting Cabo Verde. They add to these the presence of a new coach who must impress fans on his very first assignment.
Hopefully, with the young, talented players that just came in, we just hope that they should build up a good team from scratch and see how it can make a name as far as Cameroon is concerned. I pray that we win, as usual. Lions for life.
I think that the match of tomorrow will come and win. My heart hit off Abubakar Vincent. And we have a new coach, I think. His name is Mark Breeze. I don't know him, but I think that we'll make a good job.
Cameroon and Cabo Verde share 4 points each, with Libya currently topping Group D. Supporters of the Indomitable Lions are hopeful that the visitors, arguably known as the more coherent side, won't leapfrog the Lions by securing maximum points. Clarence Aze reporting for CRTV News.
And still in sports, Bafoussam is ready for the start of the 17th edition of the National Finasco B Games this Saturday. A delegation led by the Secretary General of the West Governor's Office, Dre Epente, approved the various sites and infrastructure to host the activities today after an evaluation exercise. Sylvester Njack of CRTV West reports.
The Tocket Omnisport Stadium is set for the show.
After the general rehearsal, every link of the display chain now masters their part of the choreography that will be performed during the opening ceremony. The event is awaited by the children with a lot of excitement.
I feel happy because I will be performing in front of the ministers.
I feel very happy to be part of these activities because when my parents will come and see me, they will be proud of me.
Among the attendees was the 1998 AFCON winner, Len Simon, who will light the Olympic cauldron. Elsewhere, the Secretary General at the West Governor's Office, Adre Pentetazo, led a team to visit the different sites and infrastructures. Evelyn Ayuk Egba is the Director of Health Sports at the Ministry of Basic Education.
Our children are going to be amazed by the innovations that we have this year. We have so many tabs for them. We have washing points, something that we just innovated. We have a lot of things. We have even places for them to have a few leisure games. Generally, we think the hygiene and sanitation situation is good enough, and we are very hopeful that this edition will be one of the best.
First delegations are expected this Friday, June 7, and the Olympic flame on Saturday, June 8. Bafusam, Selvistro Jack, CRTV News.
To end the news, a reminder of our major stories. Bilateral relations between Cameroon and the Sovereign Order of Malta have been reviewed in Yaoundé following an audience granted the Grand Commander of the Sovereign Order of Malta by Prime Minister Joseph Dion Gute. The trial of 51 individuals, including three Americans, accused of attempting to overthrow the President of the Democratic Republic of Congo last month, has begun. The coach of the Indomitable Lions and his counterpart of the Blue Sharks have promised to give each other a run for their money when their teams clash in a day three match of the 2026 World Cup qualifier this Saturday. CRTV News.